A new way to keep your internet history private. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm John Gordon, filling in for Molly Wood. If you're a company that provides internet service to consumers like Comcast or Verizon, there's nothing to stop you from tracking every move your customers make and selling that web history to anyone. There were regulations in place for a few short months anyway before the Trump administration did away with them. You can obscure your movements online using something called a virtual private network, but that'll cost you, and some of them seem a little shady. Now, a different option. Internet company Cloudflare, which, by the way, sponsors some marketplace programming, says it'll keep your information away from internet service providers. How's that supposed to work? We asked Travis LeBlanc, a partner at the law firm Boies Schiller. He used to monitor internet service providers at the Federal Communications Commission.
The way the internet works and the way visiting a website works, eventually you have to share with someone the website that you want to visit. And while we may type in, you know, www.google.com, that's actually translated into a numeric IP address. And right now, for many people, they probably default towards either relying upon Google or their ISP to open the directory to the internet and verify the website that they're trying to visit. Cloudflare is offering an alternative DNS service that you can run your searches through them. They are making promises to the public that they will not sell that information, for example. That's not something that an ISP is prohibited from doing right now.
What I wonder, though, is as Cloudflare would see a growing body of data, they might see growing value, and a company like that could just change its mind, I suppose.
Theoretically, they can change their mind. They have made these representations publicly, and under both federal and just about every state's laws, if a company makes promises that it will in how it will treat your data and then doesn't live up to those promises, it would be in violation of either the FTC Act or under various states' laws, their unfair deceptive acts and practices statutes.
As privacy becomes more of a selling point, do you think we'll see ISPs making promises not to do anything with the data that they collect or not to collect the data in the first place?
I certainly hope so. You know, it is not something that we've seen thus far. Oftentimes, ISPs will say that they are competing against tech companies like Google or Twitter, and that those companies are free to use the personal data that they collect, and therefore the ISP should also be free to monetize that data. But one fundamental difference between an ISP and our more traditional social media and tech companies is that consumers pay their ISP on a monthly basis.
That makes me wonder if we're seeing a sort of a fundamental shift around data and privacy. Consumers seem to be demanding more. Some companies seem to be willing to go along. Do you think this is a temporary condition, or are we seeing this sort of basic shift?
I think consumers have always cared about their privacy when it comes to the internet. The concept of privacy has changed. What I think is going to happen, though, in the, you know, as we move further into the 21st century, is that people are becoming more aware of just how much information is collected about them and how it's being used. We see a lot of regulation coming out of Europe right now, and we see in the United States the risks that consumers ultimately bear. And I think we're going to see them want to take more control over that data going forward.
Travis LeBlanc is a partner with the law firm Boies Schiller. He's a former official with the FCC. it's worth noting that not every ISP inspects data. For example, a San Francisco-based internet service provider called Monkey Brains states that, quote, all information is considered private and not shared with third parties. I'm John Gordon, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey there, it's Molly Wood here. As a nonprofit news organization, Marketplace is on a mission to increase economic intelligence across the country. And with your support, we'll keep doing more to help people understand the business behind the technology that's rewiring our lives. For as little as $5 a month, consider signing up as a Marketplace investor. It's a way to directly support independent reporting and journalism you trust. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.